I mean, we may tell ourselves that we're creating something of artistic value, or there's some sort of spiritual dimension to the picture business, but what it really is this fat cat, Nick Skank, out in New York, running this factory, serving up these lollipops to the, what they used to call the bread and circuses for the... Now you listen to me, Buster. Nick Skank in the studio have been good to you and to everyone else who works here. If I ever hear you bad-mouthing Mr. Skank again, it'll be the last thing you say before I have you tossed in jail for colluding in your own abduction.
Eddie, I would never do that.
Shut up. You're going to go out there and you're going to finish Hail Caesar. You're going to give that speech to the feet of the penitent thief and you're going to believe every word you say. You're going to do it because you're an actor and that's what you do. Just like the director does what he does and the writer and the script girl and the guy who claps the slate. You're going to do it because the picture has worth. And you have worth if you serve the picture, and you're never going to forget that again.
I won't forget, Eddie.
Damn right you won't. Not as long as I run this dump. Dan. Go out there and be a star.
Time was drifting, this rock had got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling.
So hi and welcome to the Only Movement podcast. This is Andrew.
Hi, this is Dave. I have to do this over. Can't swear it.
At 2016.
Gotta start on
top of the list that you've got me.
Oh my god, and that is Douglas. All right, let me keep this
intro. Hi and welcome to the Only Movement podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is 2016.
Yes.
This is 2016.
This is 2016.
Because we're going to be closing off 2016 right now with our top 10 of the year, in which Damon will hate everything he says, Douglas will hate the fact that he does no more than 10 movies,
yep.
And then they will hate the fact that they only know around 3 of mine.
So, by top 10, do we mean top 30?
Oh, that's great. You found 30 movies
to put
on our list.
I had a short list of 30.
Or is it so mediocre you just go?
I went to TIFF this year.
Oh, alright, fine.
Yeah, I have... Actually, I don't know how many movies I have, but I have quite a bit.
Why is there a bomb going on?
I know, it sounds that way, doesn't it?
I thought at first that there was a
Oh no, what is that?
There's some ticking in there whenever I put this in the pad to push up the vent.
Oh no, now my legs are going to get frozen.
the bomb has exploded.
I just realized that we're still in the podcast. That might actually be kept.
Yeah, I want that.
That's not good. That's not good. People will finally know what sort of ridiculous shenanigans.
No, what you actually sound like. When you. Your real voice.
They already know.
Not this put on voice that you do.
Yes. This is Douglas.
So I don't know if you guys want to say anything before we jump into the lists, other than Damien's hellfire that is 2016.
Cool, I didn't go to TIFF. My list sucks.
So that sounds like Damien nominates himself to start off.
I have like 27 movies on here. Some of them are super questionable. Like, you can see this is a tail end of the list that isn't going to get put on. Like, yeah. But... I mean, do love each of these movies.
I mean, this one you should probably push
further, but... Oh no, yeah. This is definitely not ordered on here. It's just not in the top 10.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. You have a movie in there that's one of my top 2. I don't know yet.
Oh, Zoolander 2?
Yeah, definitely.
So I think the only thing that I would... the only thing that I'd preface my list at all with saying is that for the first time this year, I'm going to officially call it that... My top 10 is kind of, even though we're going to be saying 10, 9, 8, numbers almost don't matter, but my top 3 are my top 3.
Yeah, that's kind of how mine have been along for a long time.
Right. Otherwise, yeah, it's like there are just 10 movies I really love that came out this year. But Damien, you hate everything that is 2016. Yeah, so I think we should start with you.
I've been, like, I've had the feeling the entire year, this year sucks. Yep.
No, that's not the one.
Oh, that's not the one.
Which one? It was James Brown. Come on.
No, all right. Well done. But when I finally sat down, I'm like, all right, the year is now over. Let me really look at what happened this year. And right now, I don't have 30 movies on my box at home from 2016. So I don't know how you got to 30 in your top 10.
I had 31 in my shortlist.
Right? 27.
And
some of those are.
Right. And of the ones, and like I was just looking at it, and I'm like, this has to be wrong. And so I went on IMDb, and I'm like, maybe there's some movies that I haven't gotten yet. And then I was thinking, no, at the end of this year, and the only movie that was eligible was The Arrival. And I saw Doctor Strange, I'm like, Strange can't make anybody something, that's ridiculous. And then just went, all right, you know what, Damien? We're going to go through month by month and look at what happened this year, because there's no way. Maybe you just weren't keeping up. As I went, by the time I got to September, I was so depressed. All right. I just put you in the 10. And got to 8 solid picks and then went, what is happening?
Not enough punching in movies.
No, it's not that. Like, the movies that came out this year were just bad. A lot, like, especially the. You guys went to TIFF, so you got to see some movies that I won't see for the next 3 years or something like that. But especially the blockbuster type movies, like things that made it to theaters here.
Yeah, like it.
This year is just awful.
But at least for me, like, I don't know, last week we talked about American Honey and you guys shot all over it.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of great things that, like, come out in between the smaller movies that trickle in. But I feel this year more than others, just sitting at this table, that it feels like the two of you have been more against all of those movies than other years.
Against which movies? What?
Just all of those smaller movies. So, like, I don't know if either of you have seen it. It's not on my list, but it definitely was an interesting movie on the fits.
No, I did not see that one.
Right? Indignation.
Oh, right? No. I saw that trailer.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that trailer. No way.
But anyways, nope. I don't want to bring any negativity at all here.
Yeah.
I want to just talk about movies we like.
Cool.
Right? And then we can all make fun of the other person for liking that movie, as we usually do.
Alright, so I'm going to start. Number 10 is The Nice Guys.
Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
Makes sense. Me too. So, I want to...
On any other year, I actually went back and checked. This movie wouldn't make up 20.
Yeah.
This movie is fun.
It is so fun though.
But it's not fun enough to have been. Like, it shouldn't be in my top 10. Like, saying it now, looking at it, like, I like this movie. But. And that's not. You want to have top 10s. But. But yeah, I mean, it's a really fun movie. So, that's number 10.
Yeah. So I need to sort of preface my list, right? I need to give an explanation, because usually
posters,
that would be interesting. Usually, how I do is I actually try to rank it by goodness, you know.
Good.
I actually try to say the goodnessity of number one is better than
goodnifies.
Exactly,
two,
right? I decided, you know, fuck that. I'm not going to go down that road this year. how I rank my movies, and there are a couple of anomalies, but generally how I rank my movies was How many times have I watched it?
That's a good...
Yeah?
That's how 2012 won that year.
And you can't actually do that for the later movies that you don't have access to. So how much I want to watch it again. And then there was some good nasty points for some of those guys, right? You know, like... So, for instance, my number 10 movie here is probably my favorite movie of... Or one of my favorite movie of... At least the TIFF level of movies that I saw. But so on a normal person's list, this would be or should not be, given the amount of love I have for it, anywhere near the bottom half of my list. But judging by the amount of times I've watched it, which is one, and the amount of times I want to watch it again, which is between zero and one, that may not be true.
Times good nosity.
So the math has been put in.
Exactly.
You made the Excel sheet.
Right.
And you answered all your questions for you.
Watch plus one to rewatch times good nosity.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. So my number 10 movie is Divine, which is a French movie. It's actually a Netflix movie.
It's on Netflix now.
I did not know this before I went to TIFF, which is a good thing because... All of those Netflix movies, I never would have watched. I'd have been like, oh, it's on Netflix. I'll watch it one day. And I'd never have watched it. So it's great.
I'll watch it never.
Yeah. But this movie, it's just...
Divine.
See myself out.
Yeah. It's great. It's about...
It's not like Laheen.
Okay. So for those of you wondering... Right. There's more points to that. Because... So at TIFF... You get a Q&A session with somebody from the movie, generally, whether it's a director, actors, producers, whatever. And the director was up there, and somebody in the audience put up their hand and was like, listen, I can see the comparisons and the parallels between this and Lion. And she's like, nope, there are no comparisons. This is not like that movie. Next question. Well, she wasn't so horrible, but yeah, she...
I mean, she's French, right?
Yeah.
That's all of them.
Yeah. But to be fair to her, there are comparisons in that it's French, it's sad, and it's about poor people. That's about it. Right?
There's also some other stuff there, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's definitely surface.
What it is for me is the characters, right? So this movie isn't on my top 10. It's like just skirting it. This movie, for me, the comparison with Latin is that the characters and the way they kind of play together is the same way that you see Castell and his friends kind of in their own little pseudo crime. You know, this movie gets more criminal. Right? they're like, they almost.
Does it though?
Their crimes that occur in this movie, there are crimes. That is the comparison to me, other than. Those other ones you mentioned. If it weren't for, like, just seeing those characters play together in that same vein, like, I wouldn't have even thought of it.
Yeah. But it's Damien, if you haven't watched it, you should watch it. It's a great movie.
I've already written it down.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's relationship building. It's a deep, dark rabbit hole of pain and suffering. It's something you'd love.
I'm actually secretly hoping that you guys will give me some movies that I can go home and watch so that I can reconsider 2016 as the whole that it was, but we'll find out.
I'll begin by not doing that.
Alright.
By giving you a movie that I know you don't like. And I know it's not on your list. Because it's my number 10. Jeff Nichols made two movies this year. One of them was alright.
And the other one was
The other one was Midnight Special. That movie is fantastic. I rewatched that movie.
My number 10.
That movie was not that good.
I love that movie. Like it's one of those weird science fiction movies where it almost doesn't care that it's science fiction because it's so much about the father and the son. And just getting this thing done. And then when the science fiction stuff come out, it's just so loving to see it.
Dad?
Yeah?
Are you scared?
Yes.
You don't have to worry about me.
I like worrying about you.
You don't have to anymore.
always worry about you. That's the deal.
That's another movie. You cannot put two movies in one slot. You can't do that.
I already said that movie's whatever. But yeah, I love Midnight Special. I thought it was
so here.
Like when we watched it earlier in the year and we did the podcast, I was I didn't really get completely effusive about it. But now after seeing it, only two times. I thought in my mind I've made it three. I know I love this movie. It's a great movie.
You see that? That is the thing that I have. I don't have any movies on my list. That is that. That thing where, not that I don't have it. I don't have enough movies like that on my list. The thing where, even if everybody said that movie is trash, I'd go, no. No, there's no way.
And that's sad because
those are usually the movies you're willing to fight people for are usually the movies, some of your favorite movies.
Yeah.
But the movies that are on, going forward on my list are movies, after you pass, the top five, all of those movies are movies everybody likes. People who don't like them, no one will talk to. It just feels you'll see when I get to my list. It's mediocre.
That movie can it come on this year's list again? No, actually, right.
The first version came.
No,
I don't like that version.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of movies that I really love but shouldn't be on my top 10 list, Deadpool.
That was in my short list.
I enjoy Deadpool.
I do as well.
Like a lot. But then, that movie disintegrates towards the end.
Yeah, a little bit. It definitely, when you get to that final fight scene,
there
are jokes in those fight scene.
It doesn't stay as strong.
But you guys don't seem to understand how my mind works.
You've already bought it at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. No.
They could have put kittens in front of you.
Forgiveness is something that I give freely when my arms are uncrossed.
Where are Douglas forgiveness?
Douglas, this movie's in my top 10. I love this movie. What I'm saying is, in a stronger year, there have been arguments. I could look at myself and say, Damien, let's be serious.
You love that movie.
You'd have to start doing your list the way I did my list in order for it to even have a chance.
It's not a favorite 10. It's a top 10. Let's try.
Let's try and give the something.
People who went out of their way to make good movies, let's give them some props and not the cartoonists that made this movie.
But this year, you got nominated.
But this year, it's not a competition. So, Deadpool. And that movie, everyone saw that movie made $1 trillion. So, I need to talk it up. It's fun. Hopefully, they keep making it fun. That thing about lightning and striking.
I know that it might be putting a nail in the coffin, but secretly I do kind of want a Deadpool Wolverine movie. Not so much because of whatever comic book background, but because on top of everything else, I just want more Wolverine with
right. You can see where Ryan Reynolds and that Wolverine character would be beautiful.
Hugh Jackman in particular.
Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
Because now listen, I know why he wants him, and that is not why you should want him.
Are you saying my feelings are unrequited?
Yes. I'm saying that your feelings are just misplaced. They are all horrible, this Wolverine thing. Mm-hmm. But Hugh Jackman is a funny dude.
Yeah.
And he knows how to make fun of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen him go to town with Ryan Reynolds just over the internet. Can you imagine if they actually sat down and said, okay, we're going to try and make this funny,
right,
as opposed to them just laughing at themselves? Oh my goodness.
That would be perfect. What you want are the outtakes from that movie. Whether or not the movie is good, you just want like them to have a camera pointed at them the entire shoot of the movie.
I want to see them acting Wolverine and Deadpool as if they're like 4-year-olds loving those comic books, like, you know, going like, no, I use the better thing that is 20 times better than yours, but mine is unbreakable.
Right.
Mine is unbreakable. Just dumb jokes. Kind of like Hercules dumb jokes.
Which movie was it? I think it was Wolverine. He was in a play and it got busted up and then he did the Wolverine thing.
What movie was that? What movie was that?
I know that movie happened.
We love that part.
That part was awesome.
It was a dumb romantic comedy. And like they ran into a playhouse and he was doing some Shakespeare play. And then the guy was like, "You're Wolverine." He's like, "Dude, calm down." And then like they tried to attack him and then he like did the Wolverine claw act.
What was it?
It's pretty good. That sounds
was it
good.
Was it Birdman?
No, it wasn't Birdman.
Oh, I don't remember that. Was it Birdman?
I will have to look this up later as to what movie this is.
It just, because we're talking about it, it just came to me, and because I can't place it and because in my head it's so funny, I just want it.
Can I put Birdman on?
Birdman.
I'll look this up right now.
Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl,
more than likely.
I think that's probably it.
Is it that? Yeah, and he plays Hugh Jackman. He plays Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that's why you only remember that
movie. Okay. That movie was fine. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I should watch that movie again.
You won't, so
we don't have to. Anyways, we're moving on.
Alright.
It's your turn.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I think Deadpool, and then we started.
Yeah, I'm actually calling an audible on this one. Again.
Yeah, Deadpool on you.
Actually, I had something even worse. Hold on. But in that vein.
Yeah.
So, the Goodnosity has pushed this up into the list. I've watched it a couple of times. I could watch it again, you know. It is a great movie. And I don't think there's a movie from this director that I have not liked. Park Chan-wook is the best. The Handmaiden is my number 9. Again, should it be higher because of Goodnosity? Perhaps, but you know what?
It's here now.
My
and
list
it'll
is
sit there
yes,
for the moment,
and my list is operating differently this year. And I kind of feel like, especially in the last couple of years, this is kind of how I watch movies now. I used to be, you know what? I want to watch all of the great stuff. I'm like, no, I just want to watch stuff that I like.
So you've seen it,
yeah.
First hand,
yeah.
So, my number 9 is a film by a filmmaker who I love, and he makes movies that what I love about them, and something that I feel this table will not really like that much about his movies all the time, is that when they're done and when I start to think about them, I almost forget their plot completely. Like, it just doesn't even register in me. And I think it's also a work of what he does when he's making his movies. In my mind, how he makes his movies is he comes up with characters and he almost workshops those characters to the point at which a plot just kind of comes out of it, which turns out to be great, but it's not the main point of the movie. And the way in which you get to engage with these characters are amazing. And my number 9 is the latest film by Pedro Almodovar, Julieta, which happens to be about this mother who has an estranged daughter, and many years after the fact something happens and she drops everything, thinking that she might be able to get in touch with her daughter again, and puts herself in a position where maybe she might get in touch with her. And we spend the rest of the movie finding out about how she got into this situation, in this relation, how her relationship with her daughter got to this point and what happened in her life. And it is a fantastic movie that I can't wait to watch again.
Yeah, that movie was solid. Super good.
I was thinking I should push this up some more because of the
nonsense
that I'm seeing in front
you
of
should.
It. I don't care.
Put mine on.
No. John Favreau did The Impossible.
Yes, that almost made my list, I have to tell you. That was almost the audible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even when I heard he was making this movie, I went, "This is going to suck." And then when I saw when I finally saw a trailer for it, I went, "This looks bad. I think this is going to be bad."
There are songs in it, Damon. Are you allowed to like it?
I went, there's no way. Like, and then the movie came out and I didn't see it initially, and you two went, dog, you have to watch this movie. And then I went to watch a movie and it is incredible.
I can't help but notice there's this strange odor today. What is it? The scent that I'm on. I almost think it was some kind of man cub.
Mowgli belongs to my pack, Jerkon.
Mowgli? They've given it a name. When was it we came to adopt man into the jungle?
He's just a cub.
Does my face not remind you of what a grown man can do? Shift your hunting ground for a few years and everyone forgets how the law works. Well, let me remind you, a man cub becomes man, and man is forbidden!
Shere Khan. It's not Lego Movie, like the gap between what it should have been and what it ended up being isn't as wide as... because Lego Movie shouldn't have happened, right? That should have been a train wreck, and that movie turned out way too good. That is it's not the same distance, because we knew the Jungle Book already existed. Like, it was a movie before, so them translating it into a new movie wouldn't have been as difficult. But this movie should have been bad. See Alice in Wonderland, see Wizard of Oz. Like, it should have been that. And instead, someone being Jon Favreau or whoever else had the vision to do this. Saw where a good movie was possible and made an incredible movie. All the casting was on point, all the CGs on, but like, it's just a fantastic, fun and funny movie.
Chris even when it's singing that song, it's too good.
Speaking of Mad Max in black and white, can we please get the movie sans FX? I just want the Muppets just jumping out at the guy. I just want to see that for 4 hours. No.
You'd think they'd do that, you know.
I saw the YouTube video for like 5 minutes and I was
you should
deading.
Buy the Blu-ray. It might be on there.
No, like, put out...
I will.
Like, once the movie is already done, they should just put out the entire movie with no, like, special effects. Just so that you can watch, because they film it.
Yeah.
It's there somewhere.
Yeah.
And I just want to see green screen and people do this while the dialogue is playing in the background so that I can cry. This is the best. These movies are dumb.
And you think to yourself, how did they keep a straight face?
Yeah,
while pretending to act like.
Why?
Yeah.
You like to laugh at actors, they're overpaid. Clones, but no.
No.
Turns out it's our real skills.
Yeah. Alright, so this movie, it's probably not better than a couple of the others that we've talked about, but
definitely
it is something special. It's a movie I've watched. I watched it at TIFF again. I want to watch it so hard. I want to watch it so many times. There's something with Jim Jarmusch that he makes a movie and they don't always hit, but if they do, it hits hard. And I don't know about everybody else here, clearly Damien is looking at me like I'm a crazy person. Mm-hmm. But
I'll watch things with Adam Driver.
Yeah, when I when I think about how much I love the Jarmusch movies that I love, including, you know, the one that I saw at the last TIFF, it's just great. Patterson is a marvel, and it's almost surprising when you think about what the movie is. It's a movie about a guy and
a poet.
No, sure, there's poetry in there, but the truth of the matter is, if you just went up to somebody and said, "This is a movie about a guy," yeah, that's a really good explanation for what this movie is.
Whose name is Patterson.
Nothing special happens. He just kind of does what a regular person does. But it's filmed so
regular people
well, and there's just something so endearing about him and this small cast of characters that it's great.
How many points do you
really? None. Alright, cool.
So my number
but
eight.
We don't live in Patterson.
My number eight is a movie that I know we'll be hearing more of as we go along, because Douglas has to have this on his list. It's the latest Tom Ford film, Nocturnal Animals. It's great. It's probably the number one movie on my list that I know Damien hasn't watched that I want him to watch the most, because he has to love this movie. Right? Like, there are other movies on my list that I like more and I know Damien might enjoy more, but he's seen those already.
Okay.
Right? This one, I know you love. Right? It's a story wrapped in a story with revenging,
mm-hmm.
and there's Amy Adams in it. There are some crazy shit in here, but Tom Ford knows how to make it almost so beautiful that you don't even think it's crazy anymore. Like, there's points where this movie leans on David Lynch super hard, but it's single man beautiful put together, right? He knows how to make everything seem calm, lovely, and just like a warm blanket.
It's like his other movie?
Yeah, it's like his other movie. So if you like those kinds of movies,
right. So if you like this movie, you will like this movie.
Right. And Michael Shannon is in it, which is a good thread for my top 10 list. There are two Michael Shannon movies in there. So yeah, this movie is great.
Because Midnight Special sucks.
It's not special.
It's just Midnight.
You know what? No. No. I was going to call out Captain America, but that movie is like, the movie before it was so much better.
I really like that movie, but you know, it didn't even make my shortlist. I don't know how that didn't make my
shortlist, but not the 20.
I wasn't going to put in this movie because I don't want to give Andrew any extra encouragement.
Please give me encouragement.
The movie is good enough, so it definitely belongs. The Witch, that movie is incredible. As much as I don't want to put horror movies anywhere near my top 10, because Andrew, it definitely is better than
Damien, I won't consider my life a success until you put a musical in your top 10.
Well, La La Land is supposed to come out at some point, right?
What you're saying then is Captain America is the new Arrow? Because your reason a while ago, you were like, well, it's in my top 10. It was better than Captain America.
No, because as I'm going up the list, I saw Captain America and I was looking at the other movies that I already called.
It's all right.
Captain
it's,
America
it's okay.
isn't better
From
than
now
the
on,
Jungle
I'll just ask you if it's better than Captain America. It's
I mean, that's to get on a top 10, is it better than Captain America Civil War? And the answer is yes, then it would beat it in 2016. The Vivitch is incredible. It's two V's, I don't know why.
Yep.
But you still haven't seen it, right?
No, I watched it. I didn't like it. But then you had the same response
the
first time. And it's one of those...
Don't know why I went back and watched it.
Yeah.
Very happy that
because
I did.
I kind of want to go back and rewatch it because the whole way through, I was like, this has to be better than it is because it's beautiful. It's... There is a darkness about it.
It ticks all the boxes, and I don't know why. Like, I can't remember what it was about the first viewing that I didn't
You had
like.
Horror in your head, clearly. And you were just like, fuck
but,
horror.
But I mean,
but
I don't
if that
have
was the
that
case,
though.
I shouldn't have rewatched it.
Exactly.
But I don't know why you
exactly.
Did.
And I don't
but
have
I'm
that
happy
bias.
You did.
So I don't know. Here, what? I'm going to watch it eventually. Maybe, you know, it will be on one of those movies where I say, oh, I wish I would have put it on here. But either way. My number seven, are we at seven? Is Nocturnal Animals, because Damien, Michael Shannon is in a western. That's all in. There are a couple of, as Andrew says, it's kind of a story within a story sort of scenario, but this movie is a Western that ends up just becoming... The whole movie is just a fuck you. It's perfect. It's so good.
Yeah, definitely. So good. So my number 7, once again, a movie I won't spend too much time on because I know you two are going to talk about it a lot later in this episode. Hunt for the Wilder People by Taika Waititi.
No, sorry, what? Because it's not in the pantheon because one person let it in.
Yeah.
So it can't be on anywhere there.
No, exactly.
No, it's now past 2016, so we can put it in the pantheon. There's been enough time for me. Are you happy? Are you happy now?
All right. Well played, Andrew. Well played.
No, but this movie is fantastic for all the reasons we talked about in the episode. All the reasons you guys are going to list off in another 20 minutes when you guys get to your number ones.
Yeah.
Right? This movie is great.
Rock solid.
You're telling me there's six. Come at me. There's six movies better than that.
He found six movies better than it. Of course. That exists. I am still confused about the backlash to this movie.
If he tells me Star Wars is better than
that, I don't care.
That droid was awesome.
Like, this is one of the few movies that I went and read other people's reviews of because I still don't understand why people don't like it. And then I came onto this podcast and found two more people who just went, I know this movie's me. I don't know what yours. But Finding Dory is incredible. I don't know why. Is it like a Cars 2 thing?
I don't know.
It's fine.
Maybe it's a Cars 2 thing. But then actually, I didn't even watch Cars 2.
But all of the things that people like, all of the knocks against this movie, like all of their other sequels, do the exact same thing. Like Toy Story 2 had the same pitfalls that Finding Dory had, like all of their sequels. But that even Monsters University, but that comes with the territory, because if you're going to tell a further story in the world, then you're going to fall into something. Like if they just told a wholly separate story, then putting it in the Dory universe would have been a waste of time. This movie is as original as the first. They're just playing on nostalgia to make you think you like it, but there's you guys are crazy people. You guys didn't say that, not on the podcast, but that's what I read.
I can definitely hear people saying that, and that is.
But yeah, everybody's harsh. like the movie made a truckload of money, but everybody's like, I don't know. I think we got duped, but I don't feel duped. I enjoyed that movie a lot and rewatched that movie recently. And laughed at all at the same points. Found the ending with the heartstring thing. Like, all of it worked. The entire time. And I went, I don't understand. Like, this movie is better than a lot of the other Pixar movies that we fell over for. So I don't. Honestly, don't. But I love it, and it's on my top 10.
There you go. Indoor. Yeah, I mean, we can all be wrong.
Yeah, sometimes. So... Not me, but.
Not you hear that, Douglas? We're wrong. 10 times tonight, we're wrong.
No, you.
Well, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're. Oof. Oh, you just made a pick. Like,
trust me.
So wrong.
I just need to call it out from now. I need to let you guys know that from here on in, my list gets very questionable.
Number 6 question,
like, exceedingly question, like Andrew's position of Hunt for the Wilder People questionable.
Right, so we'll question your sanity.
Yeah, you will. And with that said, my number 6, are we at 6?
Something
is Keanu.
So seriously, what's gonna happen now before we get on this job? It's time for us to all get to know each other a little bit better. We're going to go in a circle, first of all, and everyone's going to say their name and then two things about yourself. For instance, my name is Shark Tank, and I ran hurdles in high school. And I like to hold my gun like this. So that's me.
Tectonic. I once shot two dudes with one bullet, and I went to an exclusive early screening of the Blair Witch Project.
You did?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
See, before we even knew if it was real or not.
Go on.
I'm Bud, and I got into gangbanging after I got stabbed by my mom.
I'm gonna need two things, huh?
And my grandmother.
You know, them family reunions get crazy sometimes, man. Thanks for sharing, brother.
Right? A movie.
Kitty, 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 that, kitty, kitty.
Listen, I'm not going to...
be nice.
Exactly, right? This movie has so many great moments.
Nobody saw him again.
Have watched this at least... I've watched this 3 or 4 times already. And I can't see myself stopping.
I can't argue against it. That's the thing with this movie. Like... anywhere you put this movie on your list, yeah. I'd go.
Alright.
Alright.
It's.
I'm still afraid to rewatch it though.
It's straight up one of the funniest movies I've seen this year.
It's a great movie.
It's.
What if it wears off? What if the jokes don't hit?
I thought.
That's 10 years from now.
You could argue that.
More movies.
On the second or third viewing, Damian.
Keanu Reloaded.
Damian, I've watched this
Keanu Revolution
too many times.
Keanu
too many
breaks.
Times.
Keanu Wick.
Keanu Wick.
Keanu and Ted.
Right. They should just.
Which one was he? Was he Bill or Ted? I don't remember.
He was Ted. Bill or Ted?
Yep. Yep. That's what you get.
Theodore. Was he Ted? I think he might have been Ted.
Okay. But Keanu is...
It's a solid movie. Like, I actually, that's one of the movies that I saw probably the most this year. Letterboxd does this to me. They do the year stats. And it says, what movies did you watch the most? And it says, Batman, Keanu, and Suicide Squad. And Deadpool. I'm like, right. So all of this shenanigans have been like, Iranian movies.
I love... the greats, the classics. I am a connoisseur.
Nope, I'll watch Deadpool again.
I just watch garbage like everybody else. Yeah. Welcome.
It
took
you.
A while to get
thank
here.
You.
What was the movie I watched the most in 2016?
That's easy. You know that you don't need Letterboxd to tell you
Star
that.
Wars.
It's a Knight's Tale.
No, you want Star Wars and Force Awakens.
No, that was 2015. That was 2015.
It's carried into 2016.
Some rollover. So, my number 6. We've all seen it. Denis Villeneuve's Arrival. Is one of those science fiction movies.
Right, just to pause, Andrew. Whatever Andrew says, that is exactly what I'm going to say. With my pick, so he's speaking for both of us.
So we're together.
Sorry,
yeah.
What are we talking about?
Arrival.
Oh, Arrival, okay.
It's one of the science fiction movies where every other movie like it starts the same. The aliens land, shit goes sideways, and people panic, and usually bullets occur at that point in time in most movies.
Everything you're doing there, I have to explain to a room full of men whose first and last question is how can this be used against us?
Kangaroo.
What is that?
In 1770, Captain James Cook's ship ran aground off the coast of Australia, and he led a party into the country, and they met the Aboriginal people. One of the sailors pointed at the animals that hop around and put their babies in their pouch, and he asked what they were, and the Aborigines said, kangaroo. It wasn't until later that they learned that kangaroo means, I don't understand.
I can show that for now.
Yeah.
And remember what happened to the Aborigines? A more advanced race nearly wiped them out.
It's a good story.
Thanks. It's not true. But it proves my point.
This movie, however, deals with the one thing that I've always wanted these movies to deal with. And it deals with it in a way that it doesn't bother even Damien, who needs bullets in his life to watch movies.
Usually.
Right? Usually. Which is, the first thing you want to do is you want to be able to actually figure out what the fuck they're doing here, right? You want to be able to communicate and understand one another, because you know that's the first step to actually having some sort of able to make a decision at that point, right? Mm-hmm. Especially since they haven't bombed anywhere yet. But this movie is great. And the reveal that shows up at the end, like, it's one of those things where I had no idea it was coming myself, right? I mean, I haven't watched it again yet, but I can't wait to see it again. There were things that hinted at it in ways that I thought about it, but at the same time, it was one of those things where I'm like, no, it can't be that. And not because, like, that's ludicrous, but because, like, I literally didn't believe enough of what the movie was doing to say that's how it was going, right? But yeah, this movie's great.
Ditto.
Okay. That's your number
with
five.
My number five bit. This movie, for having no bullets, is pretty good.
Speaking of bullets, mm-hmm. My number five. And again, remember, unjustifiable. Right?
I didn't watch a TV show.
I saw Justified.
Yeah.
There are bullets in that.
Yeah. So, this movie does not deserve to be on any list.
Mm-hmm. Except yours.
Except the Goodnosity list.
Even then.
How much Goodnosity did this get versus rewatches in order to get it
this
up
was,
there?
This was mainly rewatches and want to watch more.
Yeah. The good. If he's saying all of this, the Goodnosity has nothing to do.
So the Goodnosity pushed it down from being first all the way down to five.
Yeah.
He almost didn't multiply by Goodnosity.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I do this, this won't end up right.
So Ethan Hawke was in a Western. In the Valley of Violence.
This movie's bad.
Guys.
At least he picked the right Western. He was in another one this year.
Was he?
Yeah. He was.
Which
the
movie?
Magnificent
the Magnificent Seven.
Oh, well, hey.
Hey, what?
You know what could be on my list? Not that movie,
mm-hmm.
but Vincent D'Onofrio's voice in that movie could be on my list. Right?
If you're allowed pieces, sure.
Yeah. But in the Valley of Violence, and I understand that you guys don't see eye to eye with me. And I understand that neither does the world.
No, I enjoy that movie, just nowhere near.
Yeah. And that's why
I think this might be this year's chef.
Yeah, this might be this year's chef for me. It's. Oh,
I wonder if with movies like Chef and this, if it helps that, like, I don't like it that much.
Maybe.
Like, Chef, I actually don't mind.
I don't know. But you definitely. I definitely pull an Almost Famous with Chef, because whenever you're in the room and I'm watching it, you're like,
look, you're not allowed to watch movies starring John Leguizamo more than once. That's the rule.
And under normal circumstances, I'd agree with you.
Except
but
John
Favreau.
John
right?
Wick is also.
And John Wick, yeah.
Alright. Oh,
uh-huh.
This
Those
is.
Two
come on. Red Wick Redemption, guys.
He gets like one line in
five.
A movie.
And it's a.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Terrific line.
That is true. That is very true.
It's like he stole John Wick's car.
I heard that you hit my son. He stole John Wick's car, and that's the end of the conversation.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to harass you this late in the night. Go back to what you were doing.
Do you want me to send my son around so you can punch him again?
No, it's alright. Let's slap him for you. How many times did you hit him? Once?
Our guys, we're not talking about John Wick anymore.
But why can't
2017, we'll have John Wick 2. Right?
We'll also have XXX3.
Cubed? Is it 3 or 2?
Cubed.
Anyways,
would have been in the
yeah. Because right, Ice Cube was in XXX2.
Yes, he was.
So what is square times cube? Because that's what this movie is.
So Valley of Violence.
Yeah,
your
Valley
number five.
That's my number five.
My number five with my obligatory must mention a documentary in my top 10.
Yes,
I'm going to talk about. OJ Made in America.
That's not a movie. That's a television show.
It played in theaters.
It is a television show.
The
history of film played in theaters, Andrew. Over a 3-day span.
No. All you have to do is use it against him. You know what else was played on the television? The Champions League final. They broadcast that into the theaters. So, as my number one... Yeah. The Champions League,
where Real Madrid defeated
whoever it was they played.
Atletico again.
Who cares?
But yeah, OJ made in America. I know Douglas hasn't touched this with a 10-foot pole.
Absolutely not.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I saw it.
You saw it? Mm-hmm. I love this.
Have the, like, I didn't masturbate to it like the rest of the internet.
I love this documentary.
About, exactly. About OJ. It's a documentary about sports. About a sports fella that did some
naughty things.
Horrendous things. Yeah.
There's this thing about the movie, right? So, for example, like, there was even the
winner.
Why am I forgetting the name? The Ryan Murphy show that started this year, gone by, which was about crime. The
American Crime
Story, where he did the OJ trial. Right. And that went on, and that was just great television in its own right. It was pulpy, it was crazy, but there was a sense to it where you didn't always believe everything word for word, which I don't care about that much with all that stuff. It was fun TV anyways. But this movie, and the thing about it is that we were all alive when the OJ thing happened. I don't know how many of us, like, can remember anything other than the Bronco and the glove don't fit.
I remember some of the stuff. Like, I remember when you were watching the TV show and you're like, this didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
And I watched it and I was like, yes, that absolutely happened.
With Judge Ito.
And there was like 20 Judge Itos dancing
like
around.
Like in some late night thing or whatever.
I remember that.
I remember black people moonwalking in the streets after the verdict.
Oh, yes.
In your face. And the thing about it is that so much of all of racial issues that occur in America, I like to stray away from to a degree, because as much as we can sit here far away and say things like it's wrong, let's
that
stop
seems
like borderline wrong, done, you guys shouldn't be doing it. There's so many cultural things that we have no clue about. So I don't want to be the one to just be the, like, we already know right and wrong and we know what should happen, but there are so many things that I don't know. And this documentary, thank God it's 8 hours long or 10 hours long, however long it is, it does a great job of contextualizing, at the very least, what happened here with the OJ trial. Because it doesn't just focus on the trial. Yeah. It talks about all the things that were racially charged things happening in LA previous to OJ even existing. Yeah. It talks about after the trial and OJ Simpson going on into his crazed lunacy, and it does what I've always wanted all of these things to do, including the news, which is give me just some context that I can actually think about this more than the black and white of he got off for murder, right? Because that's the headline everyone talks about with it. It's
the only thing
else
that matters,
right? And I loved it for that. And I'm not saying this is going to be me finally going like, alright, now I'm going to weigh in on all of these issues. But I just thought it was great to see it.
Can you
in
know,
this form.
Can 2017 be the year Andrew weighs in on all issues?
Well, he's watched the OJ documentary. Right. No,
right. He just has 20 years of issues to catch up on. And then
No. He's caught up just by watching the OJ.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so now he has context for everything that happens in the world.
Yeah, he actually has a speech booked over.
Oh,
at,
okay.
You know.
That's why he bought the monocle. Oh, no, it's all starting to make sense.
It's a great documentary. I love it.
All right. All right, no, it's serious times, guys.
Numero 4.
Okay. The top 4 is... when I saw each and every one of these movies, I knew... Stop it, Douglas. Stop it.
I'm sorry. I just saw what my number 4 was and I had to laugh.
Because Gnosity.
Yes. Right. After watching each one of these movies, I'm like, I know where this is in my top 10. Instant. The only one that I was wrong about was my actual number 1. But we'll get there. Number 4, because it has to be, is The Handmaid. I saw that movie and went, alright. Okay.
Yeah.
This movie is, it's tremendous. Like, when you saw that it was going to shift perspectives, and they made the shift, and you saw them doing the same sections over. You're like, this seems lazy. And then by the end of the movie, you're like, I don't care what happened. I don't care. This movie is too good. Any mistakes that they could have made or probably did make, I cannot remember because it's too good. And it begins and ends as if nothing happened. Like, if you just saw the start and the end of this movie, you couldn't guess any of the things that happened in the middle bits. Because it starts and it's just children on a street and whatever, and then it ends and it's just two women in like on a train. Like, alright, I don't, what the hell is this movie about? Does she go to her and then you watch the middle part, you know? Alright. The Handmaid, it is like, I kind of knew because of the director. Like, you expect great things from the man what gave you Stoker. And while this is not Stoker, I can't put Stoker on the list because it didn't technically come out this year. Did it? No, didn't.
I'm sure they made a Blu-ray of it this year, so that counts, right?
It the was edition. It was released in Jamaica this year? Something like that. Yeah, probably. but yeah, The Handmaid, like, I saw it because we were made to watch it for the podcast. So I went, I know where this movie is. And I think I've seen this movie 4 times. And we watched it like 2 months ago. So, yeah, because I see Stoker all the time. That's one thing I want in all these movie organization things. I want to be able to pin movies to the front. Every time I turn this on, put this movie, show me this movie first. Let me decide whether or not I'm not watching this movie. XBMC, you can cheat because you can change the rating to 10. I have a couple of movies that are 10.
You have too many pins.
But yeah, The Handmaid is truly, truly true.
So, guys. Before I say what I'm about to say, please remember
the equation.
We're friends. And being negative doesn't hurt, doesn't help anybody.
Right. It does hurt you. Right? Yeah.
2017 is not about division, it's about unity.
Yes.
We should play the division 2017. We should play the division. You should buy Overwatch and we can play Overwatch.
So I actually have to say that when I saw this movie in the theaters, I don't think I felt as strongly about any movie at the end of it, especially after watching it in Carib, as I had for any other movie here. Even my number one. My number four is Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
It's not me.
Guys.
Do I get points for this?
Guys, you don't seem to understand how much I love this movie.
You made it very clear last week.
And I don't understand how much I love this movie. So, because I always knew it's a Star Wars movie, I'll probably like it. There was a second of indecision because it was, you know.
I think it's your residual love for, like, the love you're hiding for Godzilla has spilled over.
He's legitimately watched The Force Awakens like 10 times.
Yeah,
from
probably.
It's come out to now.
Yeah,
he didn't put that on his list last year.
Yeah.
He's put Rogue One on there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about Rogue One because I actually like that movie a lot, but it's not on my list.
Right. You know, it's dark times ahead. Like, this every night you
yeah.
come home.
No, I'm sorry. The only reason I haven't watched it a second time
because
I can't.
I mean, you could go though to
yeah,
Karen,
I know,
but you don't do that.
It's funny when I hear about people who go to movies multiple times. And you know, I've been to a couple movies
because
twice, maybe even 3 times. Exactly. I wanted to have something to do with it.
I didn't that a lot.
Douglas, if we had a decent theater,
I'd
go to movies at least
Silver
twice Lines, a week.
I watched Silver Linings Playbook 3 times in the theater when I was in Trinidad. Wow.
If it was a decent experience going to the theaters, I'd go, like, I'd watch movies as a, I'd go just to go, because I know, alright, even if the movie is terrible, at least, you know, going to this place is always a decent experience. But it really isn't.
Yeah, it's not. but guys, this movie, it's so good. This definitely has to have a little bit of forgiveness. There are some things that just not quite right just for this film.
But that droid is awesome.
But yes, but there's so many things that are. Space Zatoichi is so good.
I think I've come to the decision that the best thing about Star Wars all over are droids.
Yes, droids. Yes.
Like, one of the things that came out of that movie, and I've told you about this, is it immediately, like, Marvel has, I'll talk about comics for a minute.
What?
Marvel has been doing these Star Wars comics that I've completely ignored, because I'm saying, you know what, I know I'm a Star Wars person and I love these movies, but I don't want to go down that deep, dark hole of, like, backstories that no one really cares about because they're in the comics and they don't really come up in the movies or anything. But once that movie was over, I immediately went, fuck this shit, I'm reading that Darth Vader comic that I've been seeing. And there are the best droids you've ever met, Damian. They're the droids meant for you. They are 000, which is a C-3PO droid, but his main function is torture and murder. And there is there's an R2-D2 one, BT something or another, and he's, once again, his specialty is murder. They are assassin droids that Darth Vader gets, and they are amazing.
I like murder robots.
But
except Chappie.
Ah,
Chappie was so bad. Damn it, Chappie. Yeah, I'll give you that. The droids in this movie, God, I wish I enjoyed Star Wars more.
Do you want to know the odds that you survive? Not good.
It just got lower. I'm letting you know. It just got lower than it was a minute ago. Because you just said something. I like Rogue One. I can't besmirch you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it again.
Me too.
Like, I just want to see more of Space Zatoichi and his friend Jin.
Yep.
No, not Jin. Jin is a girl.
No, Jin is a girl. I don't know the name.
I don't remember.
I'm sorry.
It is annoying to watch the entire world enjoy something. Like, ironically. Like, they really enjoy it. And you, like, just staring at everybody like... It's like the NFL all... Like, Star Wars and the NFL this year are just staring at it.
It's like Wally.
Just staring at it like... No, but everyone doesn't like Wally. Everyone came to their senses.
Did they?
When's the last time you heard someone utter the word Wally?
Wally.
Right. One better movies came out and everyone forgot about it.
All right, my number three. Sorry, my number four. I don't know how to count.
Two.
This movie was one of the movies I saw at TIFF that I love and I can't wait to watch again. And it's the first movie I think I'm seeing from this region. It's a movie from Nepal.
That's the place Drake blows up in every Uncharted game.
Yeah.
All right.
At least one of them he's done it to. It is called White Sun.
That's racist.
It's about this small village in Nepal. The leader of the village has died. And he has two sons. One of them stayed in the village. Mm-hmm. And the other one is the one...
Of course.
Son is spelled S-U-N.
I'm sure it
by
is.
By the way.
I'm sure it is spelled S-U-N. We know Nepal. Racist.
And his other son comes back to the village to help bury their father.
Heard that? Other son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other son. So one is white son and one... No,
I hate all of you. You guys don't even know what this movie is, and he
absolutely
just
not.
Jokes.
Yeah. His name is one, and the name is the other one.
And the movie just follows the attempt to have this funeral occur, as the two of the sons continually bicker on both sides. There was apparently a civil war that occurred in the country, and
they watched a couple.
You know what? This is my work for. I don't need it.
Oh, Lord.
We actually haven't said anything bad about you, boo. We've been laughing like idiots, but we've not said anything bad about you.
There's also a dead pool that occurs somewhere.
There's a pool that they throw their dead in. Okay, yeah.
No, alright, no. Cool.
So we know you're lying. Because we know you're lying.
Alright, so, and the two of these sons actually fought on opposite sides during the war. There's a constant battle over whether the funeral should follow all of the archaic cultural
traditions,
or whether they should just have like a regular funeral and just say nice things and think about their father and move on and like how they were before, because the son that left for a reason. The son that stayed for a reason.
Yeah.
And they don't really mix well. And it's also about the one who comes back like
figure. Yeah, bro. That's what he gets
from. Like, the one who comes back kind of just having to deal with all of the things he left behind. Like, for example... For example, he's... I don't even know what he's fucking laughing at.
Good. Good.
That's the best kind of laugh. I'm sorry. I can't even say it. I'm sorry. And it's just one of those interesting dramas that I love, because everything feels almost on the edges of the movie, and then you slowly get to learn more and more about the people who were following throughout the movie, and you have this battle between the two brothers and just within themselves, of them trying to figure out what they should do in this moment. And it's a great movie. I know more than likely you guys won't be able to see for like
20 years,
30 years. Yeah.
But it is a great movie that I adored. Right? It was one of those big surprises, because one of those which, as you can tell, no one knows anyone in it. We've never even seen a movie from this region before, I think.
Speak for yourself. I go to Nepal a lot of the time.
I saw
Tell me the Nepalese movie you saw.
7 years in Tibet.
Boom. No.
Okay.
First of all, that's called Tibet. It's not different.
He went to Nepal though. He did. Or at least I think
you
did. Saw I remember.
They went to Nepal at some point.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that the name of that movie, 7 years in Tibet?
Yeah.
That is the name of the movie.
Yes,
yeah.
With
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
I've never actually seen that movie.
It's long and not good.
Oh, it's not good. Or at least, to be fair, I saw it when I was in high school. It could be the best movie ever, but it was long and boring.
I saw it more recently as part of the culling of movies. And it's long and not that good.
All right.
You know what else is long and not that good? That one where reverse ages.
Ooh,
that two is long
no.
and not,
not good. I love
not
Benjamin
good.
Button.
I'm
I
sure
know
you do.
Awesome. I know you do. That's why you haven't seen it since it came out.
No, I only
I
that
care.
I've seen it all.
Yeah, whatever.
A lot.
I
defend my Benjamin Button rights.
Yep, it's already off my box. I don't care. They put out a western this year. A good one.
They put out a few westerns.
Not yours.
Yeah, it's not
that good. It's set in the west, and that's about the only thing about
yeah.
it. It's modern day.
Yeah.
And it is truly incredible. It has some of the best supporting characters I've seen in a movie
yeah.
in absolute years. And the movie starts off strong. It ends even stronger. And the performances the entire time are spectacular, and I cannot believe that Chris Pine made himself into a cowboy. He's literally one of the last people I'd cast as a cowboy.
You boys know how rich they're gonna be? They don't know anything yet. You take them to the funeral? Like I said, they don't know anything. You want a little advice? No, I don't. Go see him tomorrow. You got any idea how much I owe Debbie in child support?
You got enough in your front pocket to fix that problem right now.
You can't spare it, you know that.
Maybe we should hit another branch.
You know, you talk like we ain't gonna get away with this.
I never met nobody got away with anything, ever. You.
Why in the hell did you agree to do it?
Because you asked, little brother.
Hell or High Water is... It has no right to be that good. First of all, the name belongs back in the 60s where they stole it from. And like, second of all, like, Chris Pine, how? I kind of liked him in Z for Zachariah. And he was part of the reason I went, I don't think he belongs in this. Like, he should always be in a suit or in a captain's chair. He shouldn't be, like, he should be a pretty boy at all times and not try to do any real acting. And then I had to shut my face when this movie was over. All right. I didn't say it out loud, but you got me, Chris. You got me. Yeah. Saw you in C for Zachary, I went, you don't have the chops, son. And then saw him in this, I went, all right. All right, I'm going to take my hat and eat it. Shut my face. His brother, though, we've seen him in Westerns. He belongs. Yep. And the sheriff that is running him down, I'm fairly certain as he's gotten older, someone, like, he was walking past a casting house one day and went, someone went, wait a second, did he fall out of the, you come here, you, like, oh, like, wait, everything, just, there's no part of this
movie. He also has a very Western name, Jeff Bridges, yes. Right, that's a Western ass name.
Every part of this movie, and the gravel that he's constantly eating, yes. Every part of this movie works. Like, there's no wasted anything in this movie. Even the characters that are supposed to be throwaway, if they're only in it for a scene, it is a scene that you'll always remember. And I will open that restaurant if it is the last.
Would you open the restaurant and seek that employee, or would you just buy that restaurant and, like, just change it to, like, Tim Mackerel?
No, I'm going to open a restaurant and make all the employees become that lady. Right? When you walk into my restaurant, we'll ask you what you don't want. Like, we're going to have a menu there, and you look at it and the employees will ignore you. You serve fried chicken here. Right? You want corn? You want mashed potatoes? That's all. What don't you eat?
Don't eat.
You ain't any of that, then get the fuck out.
If you're lucky, you get ketchup.
Right. And then they'll say, no, it's only hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Then they'll go, I'd like to speak to the manager.
Can I get that beer with it?
And then they'd see me walk around the corner like, no, it's alright.
Am I allowed to drink a beer at your establishment?
Of course.
Alright, cool. We're alright. I'll have corn and mashed potatoes.
Of course. No, you don't. Can't get both. Listen, man.
I want both.
No.
Why can't I have both?
Because I said so.
Alright, mashed potatoes. You'd
have to order two.
Right, yeah, you'd have to order seconds.
I want two servings, each with one piece of chicken.
Yep.
And one with mashed potatoes and the other with corn.
Fair.
And two beers, because what? I have two servings.
Yeah, of course. Who else was going to drink the other?
I don't know.
I mean, the waitress can. She's allowed to drink up to four. No more than four, though. There's a count on the wall.
Per day or per, like,
per shift.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been nodding wholeheartedly with Damien because my number three is Hell or High Water. This movie is perfect. And there's something just silent about it because I watched it at the movies and I remember I came out thinking something similar to that, to how great it was. It's you know, feel, its vibe was awesome. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then we had to watch it again for the podcast. And the second watch just reinforced everything. There is no bad part to this movie. Yeah. There is nothing to forgive.
Yeah.
It's
a movie I can't nitpick. Like, yeah. I'm trying to think. There's just... it's... Like, we watch this movie... over the Christmas period, like, every time there was, like, a new set of people that rolled through the house, they got themselves a viewing of Hell or High Water.
Yeah.
And, like, when you see the name come out, they're like, more Westerns, Damon? I'm like, you shut your face.
Your answer is yes, and no watch.
The thing, like, because there's not a lot of, there is, like, one sex scene, when you go to, right.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of swearing, and...
Is there?
No, not really. Like, there's harsh...
It's Western swearing.
Right, people use harsh language, but there's not a lot of, like, traditional... So there's not a lot of F-bombs or whatever. And so, like, even children saw Hell or High Water. Like, no parents objected to... They're like, yeah, this movie... This movie really is good. And then we moved on. Boy, that movie is something else.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, Jeff Bridges and his partner, that relationship, that... That's just...
It's special.
It's special.
So, my number three...
Mm-hmm.
Is The Witch.
The Witch.
Because I love this movie. It is...
This is what I was afraid.
The best horror movie of 2016.
See that? Look how high it has this movie. Which means this year, at some point, you'll see something that he thinks is this good, and then he won't stop. Because now he has ammo. He's going to go, yeah, but Damien, you see, I was right the last time, and you put it in your top 10.
And you have to begrudgingly say, yes, all I accept this.
Lift this down. It really is good.
It's a really good movie. Like, and I really love how it ends, right? I love the reveal of the end and just how it plays. Because like when you're watching it, you're almost like you're almost sitting there and you're like, no, it's not going to do that. And then it does it. And it's so fucking creepy and just so just awesome.
I don't know about creepy. I didn't think they'd do that.
I think Von Trier might have been assisted.
He might have gotten some writing credits.
And you're like,
he has a movie coming out this year, you know?
I think so.
Oh, I can't wait.
There's a new Edgar Wright movie this year.
Yes, there is.
Can't wait for that.
What was the last Edgar Wright
movie?
There's
a new Paul Thomas Anderson as well.
Alright.
Yeah.
What was the last Edgar Wright?
The World's End.
Yeah.
I'm not as excited. World's End is...
Say yes, Damien.
Alright, it's my turn. Yeah, The Witch is pretty good.
Fantastic.
I made a mistake. Douglas Robbins. We both love this movie more than is reasonable. And we almost killed the host of the podcast because of it. Right.
Just ditto.
Yeah, I said you guys would talk about this.
We spoke about this movie earlier, and we keep talking about this movie because this movie came out of nowhere.
Nowhere.
The premise makes no sense.
The bush.
Story makes no sense. I don't know any of the actors as great actors. Like, nothing about this movie has any right to be this good, and yet Hunt for the Wilder People, it's probably the best movie I've seen this year. There's a movie I enjoy more than this movie, but I do not think it is better than this movie.
You didn't even have a map. Where's our map?
Don't need one. I know where I am.
Probably couldn't even read it anyway.
Why would I need to read a map? I already told you I know where I am. Reading's stupid anyway.
Only people who can't read say things like that. What? No. You can't read?
What's your...
You're like one of those people who like reads by like wolves or something, eh? Ooga booga, me heck, me not read. What's this? This is words. Me stupid.
You little bastard! My foot.
You okay?
No, I'm not okay. This is all your fault, you little bastard.
Come on, let's get you comfortable.
Does that movie spit?
No.
Does that movie run away?
No.
Does that movie kick things?
No. And there's no ring jokes. Lord of the Rings. Ah, damn it. This movie.
You can put it at number one. And
I can't put it at number one.
No.
Specifically.
Oh,
it cannot
my
be.
God.
My number one was set in stone the second that movie ended. And
Tupac.
I walked out of the theater.
Tupac.
I lost my mind. I couldn't believe it was so good. the next dog I have will be named Tupac, because like every part of this movie is a joy to watch. Every single part. And I try getting people to watch this movie over the Christmas, but because it starts kind of slow.
Yeah.
And
accents.
No, it was just, he just seemed like a pouty boy, and he's, yeah. And so none of them got the, like, the hip-hop vibe, because none of them, most of the people don't, like, they weren't children in the 90s, so they don't have the love of the silly, the shitty hip-hop thing, like, so it didn't grab them to begin with, and so they didn't stay with the movie long enough for the movie to force them to enjoy it. No one saw more than like 15 minutes of this movie. They're like, I don't understand. Nice. Sorry, let's watch something else. I'm like, I hate all you people, but sure. But this movie, it is like, when I realized that I really love this movie is the night when Andrew's like, we can't let it into the Pantheon. And me and Douglas saw Red. We're like, we have to go kill him. Like, this is no.
Like, I'm still alive.
I don't understand what he's talking about. I think we shouted at him for a solid 20 minutes. And he's just like, all right, we have to end this. Stop talking to me. You go to your room and you are taking you home. I don't want to do this anymore. He told you are not doing this anymore. Boy. Just every single moment in this movie. And if you want a movie that ramps up and then has a climax, this is your, like, every time you think it can't get any better, it just continues. And by the time there's like military vehicles, I love every single thing. stupid movie. Oh, Jesus. Hunt for the Wilder People.
Damien, stop molestering him.
He's a molesterer. This is the reason, like, I couldn't be on the Academy, because I would kill everybody to have this movie win Best Picture. Like, I don't care what you put it up against, including my number one. This is the movie that has to win, because it has to. God, this movie is so good. It's infuriating. How much it's a movie that no one will see. No, I will go through the rest of my life, and only people who come in direct contact with me will ever get the shot to watch this. No one will know what this movie is. It's very upsetting. But boy, to know that, like, I'll go, like, we now have a secret. Every time I see you, that's, I can just go, my dog's name Tupac, and you guys will laugh. No one else will.
They'll be like, you really like Tupac, the rapper?
Yeah, sure, that's it. Uh-huh. And then
you
everyone,
you're still in Cuba, don't you?
Right. And the people that know will just go, you stupid. But yeah, this movie, God.
And then a woman will look at you and be like, why don't you call the other one Zig? And then you'll marry her immediately.
Yeah, yeah, you know, if someone, I'll go, alright, come. Even if you marry, I'll have to kill him. Like, you and him need to decide whether this ends in a murder. You gotta come with me quietly. I'll kill him, I think.
Then off to the bush.
Then off to the bush.
Oh my goodness.
Damn it. Damn it, movie.
Yeah. So as I said, my number two is his number two. Bitter to everything. Hunt for the Wilder People is probably the best movie this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my number two, sadly, is not Hunt for the Wilder People. Mm-hmm. That was down the line. No, I'm not showing you anymore. You have to hear me. Right?
I don't want to hear. I want to read. I'd be upset.
My number two is quite possibly, like, it's one of those movies where I legitimately can't understand if someone tells me they don't like this movie.
Star Wars.
Because it's one of those movies that ticks all of the boxes. It is perfectly filmed. It is perfectly staged. Mm-hmm. It's the writing is great. Mm-hmm. It's one of those movies that have a really tragic, sad core, but at the same time, it never, like, those moments are fleeting, right? It's one of those movies where there's a sense of levity to everything that happens in it, that you almost forget that there's a steep tragedy hidden somewhere in the middle of this movie. And it's amazing. It's a great film. It's Kenneth Lonergan's latest film, Manchester by the Sea, with Casey Affleck.
Is that on Amazon yet?
No, not yet. No. It's one of those movies that, like, you watch it and you don't understand how much you smile at this movie knowing what happens in it, right? It's a great fucking movie.
So I keep hearing. There are people who...
Yeah, I'm kind of sad I didn't watch it when we were over.
There are people who... Like, there was kind of like a backlash developing, and then everybody else, like, jumped on that real hard. And the internet doesn't usually come to defend movies. I saw a lot of people defending this. Like, someone wrote some article about it not being as good as...
Yeah.
And then people just...
What I've seen, too, is people that clearly can't articulate, or I shouldn't say it that way, but people that clearly can't, don't have the justification to say the movie is bad, but then has to resort to, and you may argue how much levity or lightness I'm giving to this, but resort to just attacking the guy.
Yeah.
Attacking Casey Affleck, because right. Apparently he's not a nice guy, or so people have said.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Actors aren't nice? Never heard that. So Nocturnal Animals now is number one, and the movies that you guys have that I'm
Duck.
And Manchester by the Sea is two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Divine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely going to go find Nocturnal Animals.
It's great.
Find it. Douglas, you'll see I have two pictures here.
Yes.
This is the number two movie. That is my number one. 10 Cloverfield Lane. Not even going to preamble.
It's a horror movie.
His number one is a horror movie.
No, his number one is the Cloverfield sequel.
Eggs. Toradol to help with your pain.
Please. Please, just let me go. Please.
There's nowhere to go, Michelle. You're lucky to be here at all.
I don't understand.
There's been an attack. A big one. I'm not sure yet if it's chemical or nuclear. But down here, we're safe.
I was driving north of here.
You were in an accident. I saved your life, Michelle.
Thank you so much for saving my life. I guess I should go to a hospital now.
You can't leave.
I'm disappointed, I have to tell you.
That's great.
You put this in front of... And you're going to be disappointed with me. I'm going to be disappointed with
no,
you.
No, that's fine.
We both should have just agreed to put on Will yeah, no. at number one.
Here's the thing. part of the reason why this movie had to be number one is because the guy that directed it, Dan Trachtenberg, I've been following him on the internet for maybe a decade. Something like that.
You
like,
shouldn't do that.
He's been... No, like he's been on the Totally Rad show, like I used to watch it. And even when he's like, oh yeah, I'm a director, I'm learning to be right. Like, a lot of people say that, and I ignore all of those people. And he's done a few things, and a couple years ago he did the Portal
short.
And people, as the internet does, especially with anything to do with Portal, they reacted as if it was the second coming of Bread. And it wasn't. It was okay.
It was a decent sci-fi, yeah. Like, visual effects short.
Like, it was okay, yeah. I know.
Like, I actually, the short I love from him more is, I don't know if you've seen it, it's the one with the paramedics coming to the home. Go and look it, find it if you can. Like,
and Owen,
it's okay. I saw the twist coming.
Owen, all right, fine. Like, he did a thing, and it's cool, but whatever. And then he was given the Cloverfield movie. I don't think you guys should do this, because what I expected was essentially what Godzilla was. I thought it was going to be, listen, guns versus Cloverfield. And while I was excited to see something like that, already thought they nailed it with Cloverfield, and I thought this was going to be a pale imitation of what the original Cloverfield was. Because we know that the monster is there, and now it's just them bringing down the monster, and I didn't think it was going to be good. Then, and that is all, like, didn't really see any trailers for this movie.
I think red flags are going up for what you're doing
for
right
what
now.
I'm about to say. But I sat in the theater and watched this movie, and before the Cloverfield parts were done, this movie was in my top 5 before any other end beats with the Cloverfield. When it was just, we're trapped in this house and we're not sure if this man has lost his mind or not, and we have to escape, even though she was able to learn and build things that no one would be able to learn and build, and he had, like, all of that was fine. There was a mystery about the other girl that he kept there. Like, all of it was on point, and I went, this is great. And then she got out and I fully expected credits, right? I thought they were just going to use the Cloverfield thing as a background to tell this story, and then we're done. Then Dan Trachtenberg looked through the movie and said, Damien, I got you.
I have to say, this is a good movie. Yeah. But,
and then he delivered something at the end of that movie that does not belong in this movie. And the only reason he got away with it is because of the title of the movie. Like, and when I saw what happened after the fact from people who did not see the first movie, that is when I realized, oh yeah, he didn't make, like, he made this movie for me, but other people had to go watch this movie. So I'm like, what the fuck is happening in this movie? I went, no guys, you don't understand, that is the best thing. Like, he took an already great movie and then literally at the very end went, do you like Iceland, Damien? Here is a girl. And I will not lie, like, when that happened, I sat in the theater, fists clenched, just grinning like an idiot the entire time. Just in disbelief as to the fact that he did it, the fact that, like, he is central for 80% of the people that watch this movie. He ruined this movie for them. He took a perfectly good movie and threw it away. Because most of the people that watch this wouldn't have known anything about the first one. And I respect him for that. And it is so good. And of course, there's things you can say against the movie, but I do not care. Like the Star Wars thing. Like, I know there's problems with this movie, but I love it too much to like, I can't care at this point. Doesn't make any sense.
I actually don't think there are any problems with this movie. This movie is great.
I quite like 22
Yeah. It's sad it's not on my top 10. It is in my shortlist somewhere,
it's
yeah.
out in the fringes.
Yeah.
So, Douglas, are we together
yeah,
here?
Yeah, yeah, we're
like
together.
Like, last
here.
Year, Damon and I were together with Mad Maxing. This year, we're together on musical.
We're together. Mm. So my number one and your number one are clearly La La Land, right? No.
They made a musical, David.
It's
a
musical, right? It is a musical. I have to tell you, right? I'm not trying to make you want to watch it. I don't care if you watch it.
The rest of the world is.
Damien, can you come and watch La La Land with me? It's coming out here at some point.
So
I'll definitely come.
So, I actually didn't know it was a musical. I watched the trailers, but those trailers struck me the same way that 500 Days of Summer struck me. I assumed it was, like, you know, one thing that was kind of dumb, and then they moved on.
This is a
that
musical.
That movie hits you hard from go, right?
They have a CinemaScope reference when the movie opens.
They have the most elaborate highway dance musical scene just for no reason at the beginning of this movie. It was extremely off-putting. Because can you imagine not thinking that it's a musical, just thinking it's a regular movie, and being faced with something like that?
It's happened in many a Western.
So much so that
And I get very upset.
Yeah, yeah, I got upset too. And stop watching. In a way, I didn't stop watching it. It kind of put me off. The first time I watched that movie, I was like, so I started to kind of hate it from the first second of it, but then slowly it kind of brought me around to the point where at the end of the movie, I was like, it's all right. And then slowly but surely over that week, I was thinking, you know what? The movie's probably really good, you know. I should watch it again. And lo and behold, those motherfuckers voted for it to be the People's Choice Award.
The Peep's Choice.
Yeah, whatever, son. My name is not Shane McNeil. I am not doing this whole Bennifer horseshit that he wants to do with that.
People's Choice. Because yes. You're
an adult. I'm an adult, thank you.
I'm not. Clearly.
And then I watched it again.
I love musicals. This is my shirt.
I watched it again with context. Knowing what
it
is.
Is that a ruffle?
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, man. That movie is superb. So it.
So I keep hearing.
It's so good. It moves and it just.
It seems to be so good that it is triggering the internet reaction of it's not good enough.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we're going
I've
to hate
those
it.
People.
Yeah,
there,
yeah,
and
I've seen
I
those
hate
people.
Every
I mean,
time that
you
I
have
read
to
an article that says I hate La La Land because of racial, because of gender, because of all of these, I'm like, fuck you guys, La La Land.
Right, I'm a white man. I don't care about it.
So it already had Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone for me to like, right?
Crazy,
exactly.
Is it better than Crazy Stupid?
Yes. Yes. Very yes.
Damn it.
They're different movies.
Super Damn yes.
It's hard to say.
Am I going to have to
no,
like this movie?
But it's real good. Damien, this movie, it becomes very serious, right? It takes you through all of the emotions. It's dumb. It's real happy. It gets real sad.
A musical.
Stop saying that.
Damien.
Oh, you want me musical? You want me to watch this movie or not?
The colors are great. It's
okay.
It's beautiful.
Purple?
There's purple
more
somewhere.
More orangey purple than purple. But yeah.
I think John Legend wears some purple at some point.
John Legend.
Yeah,
he's in this movie.
In this movie. For a hot second.
And he's singing,
not,
isn't he?
Yeah,
yeah,
he's a singer. But he doesn't.
He
doesn't
serves
sing,
a purpose.
Sing.
He serves
yeah,
a purpose.
Yeah. So I think you just hear him do a couple of lines because he's a singer.
Okay.
He's not somebody who sings in the musical.
This is not his Lenny Kravitz.
No,
when he thinks he's an actor.
Great.
I like him to make some more albums.
Yeah. But Damien, this movie's worth
saw
it.
Saw here.
They made a musical in 2016.
And don't get me wrong, you know, it is a super musical. If this is
there are references
so,
to Gene
do you remember
Kelly,
Singing in
references
the
references to Fred Astaire.
This is more musical than
the
Singing
Ginger
in the Rain.
Ginger Rogers references.
It has an opening credit of must be 10 minutes that is just full on musical. They
and
have they have an
musical,
ending with a just
like
a lavish
minutes.
So you remember in Singing in the Rain when they just kind of say, you know what, let's forget about this movie and let's do something completely different. That's how they end this movie. But
Broadway
it makes
medley.
So much sense. And it actually adds to the to how much I like this movie. Andrew, you don't know how much, and I'm kind of sad that this is my number one, because I feel like it's my number one only because I want to watch it again more than I want to watch Hunt for the Wilder People, because I can watch Hunt for the Wilder People and I can't watch this. I think that's the only reason why it's really number one. But Andrew, to show you how much this thing has pervaded and how much it makes me just want to watch it again. I was at work the other day and
did you put
the
on the
soundtrack?
Soundtrack?
No, I didn't put on the soundtrack. CNBC put on the soundtrack behind some of their news, and it wasn't news about La La Land. It was just regular news.
And you heard it.
And I heard it.
I've listened to that soundtrack on YouTube a lot.
No, I have not. So I don't want to go down that rabbit
hole. On Match of the Day, like post-Christmas, they had like a couple of the beats from the new Run the Jewels album as like the pre-match stinger thing.
Yeah.
And I heard it, I went, damn it. Dancer in the Dark. Is not, have you seen it? You still haven't seen
that? No,
Dancer.
I still have not seen, seen that one.
Oh, alright, then. You guys are on the hook. Dancer in the Dark is not a full musical, but Bjork is in it, so there's music. And the music is not out of place. Like, a thing happens and it transitions seamlessly into music, but because she is losing her sight, this is just how she's seeing the world now, as people doing all these things. And I do not like musicals, but
you know you want to.
If any of you had seen Dancer in the Dark, you guys could have. Like, it's not, it doesn't start with our music, with singing and dancing, and end with singing and dancing, because Lars von Trier made it, and it would kill him.
Yeah.
It is, there's about four or five of them throughout the movie, and they're about, like, none of them are 15 minutes, 10 minutes. They're like 5 minutes max. And that is the only movie that has large singing sections that aren't a cartoon. Like Lion King and Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast. Andrew wants to call them.
They are musicals.
It's Aladdin.
Aladdin, sorry. And the Finding. They aren't musicals.
Well, Finding Nemo isn't a
musical. No, Finding Nemo is a musical. That one isn't. But Aladdin is. Beauty and the Beast is.
No, it's not.
Lion King's a musical.
Definitely not. Elton John just sang good songs and everyone forgot. I want to see if La La Land is good enough.
To break your resolve.
I don't know. I don't know if you're going to like this movie.
I actually don't know.
Super musical.
But I want him to watch it just because I want people to watch musicals.
Like the TV show that I got Andrew. So, right.
Yeah.
Andrew really loves it and has gone off into the deep end. I like it and tolerate the TV. Some of the songs are kind of fun, but I only brought it to Andrew's attention because I knew that show is made for him. So I was like, everybody is, and they seem on board in a way, that seems more genuine than, what was that black and white,
the silent artist.
Movie. Yeah, the artist. Yeah. When that movie came out, everybody's like, well, we know what will win Best Picture, because internet fell over itself. And that movie,
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like the greatest movie ever.
Yeah, but that's not that movie. That's not what the internet said.
Because the internet is the internet.
Right. And I remember Andrew falling all over.
I did like that movie a lot.
Yeah, and he's watched it several times since. It's so good. I only watch it once.
You know
that saying? It's so nice, I only did it once.
That's a line from a Concord song, right. Business Time.
Right.
Yeah, I know you like it more. So would I.
Yeah.
So would anyone.
Yeah, man.
But this is how the game goes.
Right, it's this thing that I love.
What?
Don't need
Business
it.
Time.
But Nocturnal Elements seems like the one.
No, yeah, that's the one that I know you will love the most. All of the ones that you've not seen that we've talked about.
You guys have. But here's the thing, though. Now that we've come to the end of this, what I'll say to you guys is that there are 1-2 movies. Nocturnal Animals and Manchester by the Sea. I'm fairly certain I will enjoy. Devine, Julieta, Patterson, and White Son. Even if I love all of those movies,
so
this year is still a bad year for movies.
I want to throw out a few of my honorable mentions.
They're not honorable enough to make
the 10. Right. But you know, just because I believe that movies need some love.
Right.
Right. So the best animated movie of the year,
Zootopia.
Right. Obvious. It's a pretty great movie.
Jungle Book is probably.
I disagree.
Jungle Book is probably better than Zootopia.
It is, but that's not animated.
Definitely animated.
I don't count that.
You know what though? Funnily enough, and I know you don't like this movie that much. If I were to say what was my favorite
animated
movie, it'd be Kubo and the Two Strings. That movie is great.
I think you're incorrect.
Kubo
is not better than Finding Dory or Zootopia.
Yes, it is.
That the song, the what's her name song in Zootopia. We need some way to edit that out of there.
Yeah, I want a better song.
Disney deserves a better song for that good movie.
A movie that I quite liked, Mars from America.
I still don't finish it, but I did love the pieces that I watched.
It's a pretty good movie.
It's real good.
Another movie from TIFF that Damien will like, the Kim Ki-duk movie, The Net.
The Net, yeah, I suppose.
About a North Korean fisherman who accidentally drifts off towards the south. And then has to deal with security people asking him questions and figuring out whether he's a spy and all sorts of craziness. It's a great movie.
He says Korea?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
From Korea. What else do I have in this list? There's Deadpool, which we've talked about. I really, really liked, I know Douglas didn't like it, I really, really liked the Zemeckis Allied.
Oh.
You hear that noise?
Yeah.
That's the noise of just disgust. Like, he was willing to put up with other things I've said, but, like, that noise.
That's the sound of acceptance.
Wow. What else is on this list I want to really talk about? The Nice Guys we mentioned.
Yes, it was on my list.
Yes, Hell or High Water, which was literally one step away from making it into the 10.
And then you made a bad decision.
Wait, sorry, what?
So
it wasn't in your 10?
He didn't put it in there.
And this podcast is now over.
He put Hunt for the Wilder People in there, so we can't forget.
At like number 15.
Yeah, but he's there. He usually gets these things wrong.
La La Land.
Can I edit and take back the witch?
Nope. It's there forever. Ghostbusters. If we talk about like story structure and everything, it's not that great a movie. But like it's the most fun I think I had like sitting in a theater just laughing at a comedy. Right?
Keanu is better. I think a lot more at Keanu. Keanu.
Please note which one was in my
Keanu
list and was
have
not in my
the
list.
The eyeglasses.
Yeah, that was perfect.
You want to know what I want to mention as an honorable mention that honestly I don't think either of you would like, but I actually quite enjoyed it. It was one of those movies where I went in not expecting to like it, but it was a really cool movie. My Ethan Hawke movie of the year, because he had a lot of movies this year, Born to be Blue.
I never watched it.
Which is the movie he did as Miles, the biopic about Miles, Chet Faker.
Chet Faker. That's great.
Chet Faker.
That's
Chet
great.
Chet Faker.
Chet Faker is actually, or is. Was actually a musician. He now performs under his real name, really? Steve something, such I think. But Chet Faker is awesome. I really like him. But no. Chet Baker.
Sorry. And the thing I love about this movie is it's so self-aware about the fact that biopics aren't real. Like, it's one of those movies that feels like it's a movie interpretation of a movie about Chet Baker, where he's focusing so much on that moment in his life where he fucked up his mouth and then ended up becoming a singer as opposed to a trumpeter, more or less, and did that famous song everyone knows him for, My Funny Valentine. A lot about his drug use and girlfriends and shit, but it's one of those movies where it feels almost emotional more than plot natured, and I really, really liked it. Like, it came out of nowhere for me. It's one of those movies where I was like, I have to hate this movie, but I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, I have quite a few honorable mentions. Let's start off with the award for the best movie where heads get kicked in. That is Headshot. Damien, you need to watch this movie. I'm not sure how we can watch this movie. We need to watch this movie.
That is, like, when you show me, like, I've seen enough about that movie that I
enjoy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we've got the best movie that made me love Kate McKinnon. That's Ghostbusters. So good. The best Jon Favreau movie that isn't The Chef. The Jungle Book, right? As I said, Kubo and the Two Strings. I know a lot of people don't think it's that great. They're like, it's good, but you know, I love that movie. That movie was just great. 10 Cloverfield name was awesome. The number, the best monster movie that makes monsters into a joke, Colossal. That movie is, it's just dumb. And it's, the more I think about it, there's less to defend, but
I still love it. Less than thinking about
exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Just think about monsters. Think about Godzillas.
The best murder mystery movie of 2016, Prevenge. You, I think, fell asleep through that movie. Do you know what this movie is?
No.
All right. So, I almost don't want to say where she's from because it's a bad movie, but she is a Ben Wheatley, or at least she was in a Ben Wheatley movie. She was in the one where he walks around and he's a serial killer. Sightseers. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Did you like that? Okay, let's pretend you did because it's not good. Or at least I didn't like it. But she apparently wrote it and directed it. She is a star. She is pregnant. And her unborn child is telling her, is giving her instructions and making her kill people.
That sounds right.
It's super right. Super
Dumb.
So, I actually didn't think I was going to like this. I almost didn't get the ticket for it, and I said, you know what? Why?
Well, something that sounds so stupid can only go one or two ways.
And it went the right way.
Exactly as stupid as you think, or it will be spectacular.
Oh, it was spectacular.
Stupid movie.
the best Iron Man, the best Iron Man movie that isn't Iron Man.
Best use of Iron Man.
Doctor Strange.
The best, right? The best Thor cameo, Doctor Strange. And he'll be in Thor. He was in the end credit thing that you didn't stay for. Watch it on YouTube.
Was he in? Did I stay for that?
Yes, you did. We were there together.
I think I'm fed up with the after the post credit thing.
Right. If they're funny enough, I'm happy with it.
I think they should...
I agree, but I enjoy funny things.
Shit.
So, like the Team Thor thing that came out, like they just threw that up on YouTube, and I got to enjoy it as a YouTube short.
Just put it in the credits, like as soon as the movie ends and the credits start rolling, just have it.
Like the bloopers, just have like the little
just have the words roll through whatever.
Yeah.
The scene
to be fair, it is annoying. It's the visual equivalent of a hidden track, and fuck hidden tracks.
Yeah. Oh, look at
it.
The album is over, there's dead silence, and then 40 minutes in.
Do you know, I've probably told you this story already, but do you know that I bought the Roots album? The first Roots album that I ever bought was Things Fall Apart. And I bought it when I was in fifth form.
That's not important.
Well, whenever.
A long time ago. When you used to be...
So, yeah.
When you had cane rules.
I think it was a minimum of 4 years later that I realized that there was a hidden track on that album.
And you
was hidden.
And I assume you broke the album.
It's so upsetting. But, okay, one movie that I also want to talk about, the last one, is... and it's a weird movie because I went through... Letterboxd, and it claims it's a 2016 movie, so I'm just going to call it that. But you just showed me a trailer for it that seemed to show it was a 2017 movie.
You know, I always tell you about those dates that they always take the date that first came, like any festival. So, like, if you go to IMDb for The Witch, it's 2015.
Oh, okay.
Fuck those people, because that movie came out like February this year. For real people.
There we go. Yeah. So, listen, maybe next year isn't that great a year, and I get to put it on my top 10 list. Una is a great movie. It's Rooney Mara, who I have just come to love ever since Dragon Tattoo, plus Riz Ahmed, plus Ben Mendelsohn.
She was the sisters in that movie that you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She is great in it. It's a British movie, and
all right, if we're giving mention to the 2017 movie that would be on this list, if I didn't want to not break that rule, and Damien has to watch this movie.
What movie is this?
The new Ben Wheatley movie, Free Fire.
I need to watch that movie again.
It is about a gun deal, including because it's in the middle of all of it. Mm-hmm. A gun deal that goes wrong and just gunshots for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Back and forth in a warehouse.
And a guy I've decided I like now, Armie Hammer, is also in it.
You always liked Armie.
Oh, no. No.
You hated him because he was in that movie. That this, what the,
Tonto.
Tomboy's Indian movie.
Tonto.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Actually, I like to think I hated Lone him Ranger. Because of right. because
but you,
of the
you did like him
Snow
in,
White movie.
In Social Network.
Yeah. No, I didn't actually. Yeah, I know, I didn't care network. For him. I didn't care about him. Like, it wasn't something that I said, oh, I like that guy. I didn't care.
No.
But what I do care about
Uncle.
I'm from
yeah,
Uncle.
Right, that's the next one. I'm like, you, I'm pretty sure. And even in that Snow White movie.
Oh, fuck that Snow White movie.
Yeah, but he, like, you can say that
Tarzan's,
he was the best
Tarzan
thing
Snow White?
No, no, no. There was
one.
Another.
Oh,
Snow
the Huntsman?
White. Yeah. No, no, no.
He was in that?
No, he was in the not, Tarzan one.
Yeah, the one with Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Tarzan's.
When
you
said Tarzan, I immediately think The Fall.
Of course.
And I know he was.
By the way, I'm so happy. I realized something the other day.
That The Fall
because,
is coming out
next year.
No,
no,
because
the original.
Because I watched Selfless because of Tarzan, of course. Which, by the way, I was
you like
surprised that I didn't hate it.
That's called low expectations.
Low expectations. Oh, my TV. So, yeah. I'm happy to say that Tarzan has only written one movie.
The Fall.
And that now makes me happy that I can like him again.
It
I now understand that
the movies you watch where you're like, okay, he didn't write it, fuck that, I'm not watching it.
It shouldn't, because the writing in The Fall is not what you love about The Fall.
Yes,
it
is.
Though.
It
helps,
absolutely is. No,
yeah,
listen,
but
that, that movie is beautiful enough,
about the
and
fall.
I love that about The
right.
Fall. But
it is mesmerizing.
The story, no, the story
no,
is.
I understand
great.
That you like the story, but once you start watching that movie, you are transfixed by the beauty.
Yes.
And then the movie ends. They're like, wait, where
God
am
damn
I?
It! I kind of like more than one thing about the movie.
Where am I? Who are you? Why am I not in The Fall? Everything sucks.
Damian, who hates 2016, has no.
I have
honorable
no honorable mentions. Like, not a one.
But anyways, I mean, I know, Damian, you like to think it's a bad year, but I thought it was a good year.
You guys
year
went
movies.
To TIFF and crammed in a lot of good movies into a small.
I saw
period.
Some bad movies,
right?
At TIFF.
But you enjoyed yourself, and so all of that.
You know what movie we didn't talk about?
Plus
and it's on my short list, and I'm sure it should be on yours because I remember us having a good conversation after it all stole.
Yeah, it's on my list. It's on my short list.
Love that
That's
movie.
Another movie Damian would really like. It's a Chinese movie. And it's about a guy, a taxi driver. Who,
I don't like them.
Who gets into an accident and hits somebody like off a bike. And
as well he should.
Right. And feeling guilty about it, he decides to help him by picking him up, putting him in his taxi and taking him to the hospital. After this, the insurance company then tells him, who told you to pick up the man? You know what? Those bills are yours. And he must then spend the rest of his time caring for this guy. And it pushes him, like, the limits of what he can do, because it stresses his marriage, everything.
I can imagine, yeah.
Right? And it almost becomes a thriller where you're like, how long is it going to take for him to start cheering for the man to die in the hospital? And yeah, you start to wonder when he's going to start helping, right? And it's a great movie.
Why wouldn't I like
No, that's what I said. It's a movie you would like.
Oh,
yeah.
But you said
Damn.
It's a movie I would.
It's real good.
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah?
And it gets its runtime right, if I remember.
Like 90 minutes.
Like it doesn't linger. Right? I don't know if it's exactly 90, but yeah.
To the point.
Yeah, so I think that's 2016 wrapped up. I look forward to 2017. Because on top of everything else, getting kind of a right movie, and more importantly, getting a new Thor movie.
Excuse me? What?
I like Thor, leave me alone.
Wait a second.
Yes, it comes out by Taika Waititi.
Oh, shit. What else did he direct again?
Hunt for the Wilder Peoples.
We're going to have to watch Hunt for the Thor Peoples.
And there's going to be Doctor Strange.
We're
going to
have expectations.
And Hulk is going to be.
Yeah, because you can't not. You can't not.
I'm so upset. Can they fire him, please?
That's it. You
After
see how you feel
made.
Now? That's how I felt when I heard Gareth Edwards was doing Star Wars. Sitting there just going,
there's a Kong movie that I'm looking forward to.
That movie don't look bad.
It looks pretty damn good.
It looks like it could be good. Yeah.
It's a King Kong.
I know.
With Sam Jackson.
Yeah. Remember the last time
Snakes on the Kong.
Remember the last time Sam Jackson came in a movie with the apes?
Tarzan.
I didn't watch that movie.
I didn't
Don't.
So yeah, thanks 2016. It's been a good year for movies.
Was it?
For movies.
No.
For movies.
Don't say
for
that.
For movies.
I looked at my list. Even adding in year 6, I'm at 14 movies. Because I can drop 12 on my top 10. So I bang on every door.
Song, a small town kid will come along. That'll